trailers. There had to have been white guys out there that bit other white guys' fingers eventually.
You came home and started biting fingers.
No, I'm saying like,
fuck are you doing, dude? Like, it's how you become tribe. Biting fingers off is, that's like the third or fourth reference they've made to it. So
Sebastian Younger left that out.
Safe to say that some of the natives were munching fingers hard.
For sure.
Gnawing your finger off?
Just an old gotcha. Just like, let me see your finger. Close your eyes. Bite your finger off. Like, ah.
Gotcha. Got your finger.
Oh, man. No, I'm saying, I wondered if any settlers joined. Because a lot of those dudes stayed with the tribes. Even people who ran away from settlements, they stayed with the tribe. I wonder if there had to have been someone who bit somebody, like someone like John Smith's third cousin definitely probably bit someone's finger off.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you hang around that culture long enough, you're gonna nibble a finger.
Well, it's also funny too. Like, if they have adopted like European dudes, so you're just like running. You're in the gauntlet. All of a sudden, you come to the next tent with a white dude in it, and you're like, "Dude,
you gotta
this shit's
me.
Fucked he's up." Like, he's like,
"Yeah, yeah, yeah." He's like, "I know it's fucked up. Let's see your hand real quick." It's crazy. He holds up a hand. He's like, "Ah, me too." But yeah, then they also. Robert Rogers, who the book's about, wrote down that he was like, there's also literally zero wealth disparity. Like, everybody is the exact, like, you can't, you're not allowed to do anything if your neighbor's poor.
Can't.
You got to help them.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good quality. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to be that when you guys are all living in fucking tents, though.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to be spreading the wealth when there's zero wealth.
Yeah, or it was also really physical back then, too. Like, you would be like, there wasn't like, you know, like bitcoins and fiat currency. It was like, you have six goats, some guy has two, and you're like, here, dude, have two fucking goats.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's like, here, bro, have a fucking pelt.
Yeah, so they did have good shit.
I think they used to also do a thing where they would, whoever had the most stuff would burn all their shit. Well, it was, I forget who it was, but they'd have a thing where, like, the dude at the top, ceremonially would just like get rid of all of his shit.
That's like Bill Gates giving to charity.
True.
It's pretty much what we do.
Yeah, they would back then the Native Americans would give away like a large proceeding of all the stuff they had, then secretly develop a you know, a little shot based on your genetics. Dude, nobody wants that shot, by the way.
Really?
A lot of people I talked to were like, I'm not fucking one person is like, I'll take my chances on that. A lot of people are like, so they're gonna rush the vaccine. I can't think of that word. They're going to rush a vaccine, and they're saying it's not an inert form of the virus. So it's not like the old, you know, how they say when they give you a virus, like it's like a, it's dead. It's kind of like half alive. And you're like, okay, that makes sense. There's not that. They're like, no. It's just like, you know, it's just like a genetic sequence that goes into your genome. And
I don't think I've ever once until obviously recently, I don't think I've ever once like even asked what a vaccine was.
Yeah.
I think I've always just like, I don't even think I've ever gotten a flu shot.
It's the good stuff. Like, here's the good stuff. You want to get sick?
I'm just like, stuff. Here, we have to give you three shots today. I'm like, fuck. All right. Yeah,
fuck.
But never ask what it is. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the, Bill Gates was saying like, hey man, look, we're not, this is just genetic stuff. Don't worry about just the weak. It's not a weak.
Good genetics.
It's not a virus you put through the gauntlet. This is fucking just.
The gauntlet's tight. We need to break
the gauntlet. Oh, we need to bring the gauntlet back big time, dude. Well, dude, how about we might have the gauntlet. There's Minnesota's going, they're defunding their police entirely.
Man, that fucking governor or the mayor of Minneapolis. Could there be a bigger fucking dork?
For defunding the whole police?
No, just him in general.
I didn't see him. Have you seen this kid? Yeah, I saw the guy. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's a good person. I haven't seen too much about him, but I did see him in front of a protest. Mm. They were like, yes or no, are you going to defund the police? And he was like, no. And then they booed him and he had to walk out.
Well, he did it now.
And then now he's like, oh, I thought about it and you guys were right, so I'm actually doing it.
It's also funny too, because it's like, you know, he's the mayor, so he's there to represent everyone. They're like, what are you guys going for? And like, we want to defund the police. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
But dude, apparently, so I thought, because that's the thing too, a lot of these issues get filtered through like, you know, which news channel do you watch? Because at first I read it and I was like, we can't get rid of the police. We need the police. Every time I get pulled over, I'm like, fuck, get these guys the fuck out of here. I'm all the way filtering it through like all, like I'm doing my thing of like, yeah, the people I hated at my school are winning somehow. And I was like, wait a second. So I read the whole thing and I'm like, it might not be a bad idea to have like, what they're saying is try to do it where like you'd have a local, everything's dealt with locally. So of course there's ways that can go off track so fucking hard. It's like, if you need an example, look at the rest of the world. But it's like,
yeah.
Also, if, you know, if there's like these, was they're saying like the police have to go and take care of these like weird little, they're aggressively pursuing like minor violations where they're like, hey, there's a law that says you can't stand right there. And like, oh, I want to stand right here. Fuck you, dude. And then you're fighting over this weird violation where it's like, if that was people who live there, if like the older dudes who live there were able to be like, and women, excuse me, or live in there, it could just be like, hey, like, and everybody and others, excuse me.
And others, excuse you.
And everything. The
others like, probably not the right word. That's not very inclusive.
Others? No, it's other. It's thems.
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 A bunch of fucking thems.
If thems, theys want to be there. No, but it's if instead of a guy just being like, you can't stand this spot, move. And it's like, fuck you, now you're arrested. Just a guy, you know, being like, yo, man, get the fuck out of here. You're bothering that lady. So I don't know. Maybe it would work.
But wait, who's the other guy?
They would hire people within the community. It would be in community, intra-community policing.
All right.
So again, people were like, this is a good idea. It's like, check out, just do me a favor and check out the rest of the world first, because this can be easily corruptible, dude.
Yeah. Well, are you saying that's getting picked up a little?
Oh, no.
That guy, or are you just nodding?
I'm nodding in agreement.
Exactly. That defunding the police might get corrupted a little?
No. About the things Matt's saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think
you
said that exactly, but yeah.
I'm saying
the vigilante squads that people are going to hire.
So it would be
maybe those vigilantes could get out of hand at some point.
Well, this is the for sure. But this is the argument with the anything's going to get corrupted for sure. I know this is like fucking retarded. We should just pause. Are these hammers picking up?
Well, now they're not.
No, because I can really hear them over you. Okay,
perfect. I was actually, I don't know if you noticed, I was strategically spiking my voice.
Yeah, you're fired up. I was
this is the, I'm initially against it, but then they're like, because I thought it was just like, no more cops, but it would be, you would slowly be like, start replacing people who are going into like places that are like so bombed out and poor with guys just being like, what are you smoking fucking weed? Bah! And like fucking pile driving you with like people going through and being like, everybody here cool. And then, you know, saving that task force for like serious shit rather than dudes walking. Because that's the other thing, too. It's like no one thinks about it. Like cops don't just roll around all day and like hit people and leave. It's like when like some dude, some like 60-year-old dude who's been living by himself for 30 years, like dies from like diabetes. They're also the guys that have to go like lift dead bodies out and like fucking throw them out. So it's like, you know, who wants to do that? Are you signing up for that as well?
Yeah. I wonder if, the vigilante squads are going to.
It's not vigilante squad.
What do we call them?
It would be, so everything, the police's work would be, and this is where it does make sense. You would look at the job of policing a community and it's like, we still have the idea that like, you have to roll, like you must have, like everything's dealt with the force of the police where you could try it with like three or four ways first, then those don't work. And then it's like, you have a cop roll up to a guy, like a 302, there's a crazy dude. And there could be people like social workers, not tuning my own horn. We could have people who go out and they're like, hey, who are like you're trained in like calming people down rather than being like, shut up, you crazy motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
A lot of cops just lack the sophistication.
Yeah, wasn't there one of those, wasn't there like a severely autistic dude that got shot by the cops like with the social worker there?
That's also
possible. I could be wrong.
Well, there was a guy, Timothy Timba.
I remember seeing it where they were like in the street getting shot.
The social worker was like, no.
Yeah. And they're like, she's retarded too. Kill that bitch. Both these retards are a threat. Put them down.
Oh, that's the problem. It's like, dude, I automatically reacted to it. Like, what are we just going to have fucking cops at all? But it's if you read it, it's like, no, that's not the issue. But then again, we'll see, dude. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I don't know. I was just laughing, thinking about like, it'll be just, neighborhood watch. And then like, 5 years from now, they'll be like, we should get a place to work from. So, all right, we've got a neighborhood watch station.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get them uniforms. All right.
Yeah.
Got a neighborhood watch. We can get them cars.
Well, we'll buy at least.
Get them a tank.
I think that's
We got the cops.
I think that's the best we can do, though, is just reset every like so many years. I'm like, here's the new move. And then we just reset and everyone's like, this is cool. And slowly we just get fucking corrupted. That's kind of the, it's kind of the raw deal in all of its full and sinister glory, dude.
Yeah, that eventually everything does get corrupted. Yeah, so you just got to keep hitting reset.
Yeah, well, eventually any position where people have a say or a power, they just attract fucking sociopaths like fucking like flies. And eventually they're really good at getting into power. So then they eventually get into power and they're like, I mean, it's Lion King, bro. That's why you got to be fucking not Mufasa. Who's the other one? Simba, my bad. Simba, dude. There's always Scar, dude, floating in.
0-1 with your chime in. 0-1 on your chime-ins, Lemaire. Is your mic on? No?
They hope
if it's not on, why are you talking?
I'm not trying to talk.
No, I'm joking, man. I'm joking.
LeMaire, please clip up just that thing right before we were talking to you. But yeah, that'll be interesting because, again, I was like thinking about it. I'm like, that might be pretty fucking tough. Because then it boils down to like, so, you know, I think weed should be legal. The reason weed's not illegal is because there's these dudes who drive around in golf shirts on Pacific Blue bicycles. And they'll be like, you smoking fucking weed? It's happened to me countless fucking times. Yeah. They're like, you're smoking fucking, and they get all jacked up on you, and you're like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Like, 70% of the country agrees this should be legal. Get your fucking Huffy and your fucking mailman shorts out of here.
Yeah, but